Minneapolis cartoonist Vincent Stahl made a name for himself in the 1990s and early 2000s as a guru of the do-it-yourself movement. But his handmade comics, like Robot Investigator, Jetsam, and Everyone Takes a Turn, were more like limited edition art print books than single-fold stapled mini-comics. The name he made for himself was actually a pen name, King Mini. But for his latest book, the 96-page graphic novel, Things You Carry, he's publishing under his own name. Things You Carry is a deeply personal book that grew out of the death of Stahl's father in 2008 and several years of creative block as he tried to pull the threads of his life together and find his voice again after great personal loss.
Things We Carry kind of came out of my father passing away, or directly came out of my father passing away, and sort of the trauma that came with that, having been there, having experienced that for the first time. I hate talking about this because it sounds really sort of trite when you start talking about it in those terms. I've been asked this question a couple times recently. I really started to realize that that book, or the book, has really become this sort of spending time with those events by making the panels, by illustrating the story, and having the story evolve in a very non-linear sort of time, non-structured sort of time. And all the mark making and all those aspects of it was really me spending a lot of time in my head, like trying to figure out what happened.
Things You Carry marked another departure for Stahl. He didn't publish it himself. Instead, he teamed up with Twin Cities Micropress, 2D Cloud. Rain Hogan is co-founder of 2D Cloud.
I really love his work. I think he's got really beautiful line work, and he's just done some pretty incredible things. And he had something he'd been working on for a while, this like 96-page book lying around that he'd been working on for a while, and he sent us a draft and looked through it, and it looked really good. And I was like, well, yes, I would love to publish this. So
2D Cloud Press has made a name for itself locally with the publication of the annual comics anthology, The Good Minnesotan. But it's also gotten some high marks nationally from critic Rob Clough of the Comics Journal for offerings like Noah Van Sciver's The Death of Elijah Lovejoy. 2D Cloud released Things You Carry in November. And like a lot of Stahl's early work, the graphic novel relies on imagery, not words, to tell his story.
In the book, I thought it was like, okay, there's this moment in time before you're actually dead where your brain is still part of this world, but you're disconnected from the physical world. And it started off as me. These are the things that I carry in this event. And how am I going to like slowly give these up? But as I got further and further into the book, it started being more about the character in the book kind of slowly giving way to the event. Now, if you don't believe in an afterlife, then this is it.
From the clouds, you're looking down, and there's like these words that fall from the clouds, and they scatter onto the ground. It's just desolate. It's like a desert. There's these weird hooded figures. They have some instruments. Empty space. It's like purgatory or something. I don't know. That's kind of how the book opens.
And there's a main character, and the characters are based on, they're called Nazarenos, and it's in Spain, in parts of Italy. There's this procession, so it's a shrouded figure, and they walk through the town in this procession, and then they go to the church, and at the church, they remove the garments and become human again. So there's something about that that I liked. Those are basically, in my mind, the people that are just wandering around in between now and whatever comes next. And they're just trying to figure out where they are, you know, or move to the next place. And then there's, people will call it like the giant, doesn't have an eye, doesn't need a head. There's one other character, which is an astronaut. An astronaut suit, like you can't ever actually touch anything. You know, you're removed from the world. And then in space, it's like, it's your little bubble. It's what keeps you alive. So the astronaut is me in this other world. I feel like invigorated, because somebody else asked me, like, what are you gonna do next? Are you done with this sort of stuff? And I'm in my mid-40s. Like, it's a weird thing to think. It's like, no, I'm not old. No, I'm not young, but like, how many years do I have? So like, how many things are you gonna get done in the amount of time you have left? Yeah, if I could spend all my time doing that, obviously I would. It's so incredibly enjoyable. I mean, it's magic.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.